Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Tuesday, January 25th, and today is Opposite Day.
I hate Opposite Day. I'm not ready!
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Kia Mall of Georgia. An Atlanta teacher was named Georgia's Conservation Teacher of the Year. Gwinnett lawmakers may broker a compromise on the BOC map. Buford wrestling team repeated state duels title while Mill Creek placed fourth. Former state representative Scott Hilton seeking a return to Georgia House in the race for the new district for parts of Peachtree Corners and North Fulton. Therese Johnson was chosen to be Gwinnett School Board's chairwoman, and Steve Knudsen will be vice chairman. And finally, Gwinnett's Piedmont Eastside Medical Center will no longer permit cloth masks for visitors.
Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? We provide award-winning customer satisfaction and have been a family-owned business for over 20 years. Buying or leasing with us is fast and easy, and you can get pre-approved online in 4 simple steps. We offer top dollar on trade-ins and have new vehicle specials that are updated every month. And our factory-trained technicians make servicing your vehicle convenient with extended service hours. Stop by and shop with us on the lot or visit us online at lovemykia.com.
An Atlanta teacher's proposal to restore a community nature trail has earned her school a $1,000 grant from the Georgia Department of Natural Resources. Kendall Zides, STEM teacher at Oak Grove Elementary in DeKalb County, received DNR's 2021-22 Conservation Teacher of the Year grant. The annual award goes to a third through fifth grade public or private school teacher in Georgia who demonstrates exceptional energy and innovation in teaching life sciences. Funding is provided by the Environmental Resources Network, or TURN, Friends Group of the DNR Wildlife Conservation Section. Ms. Zides was selected for her Birdsong Nature Trail 30th Anniversary proposal. The funds will be used to replace disintegrating landscape timbers that define the 30-year-old trail and to buy native plants, signage, and plant identification markers and bird nesting boxes. Habitat restoration also will include community-wide work days to remove invasive non-native plants such as English ivy, privet, and nandina. The future of a proposed redistricting map for the Gwinnett County Board of Commissioners is uncertain as lawmakers from the county are split along party lines over the map, and some give and take may be negotiated to ensure bipartisan support. Democrats make up the overwhelming majority of Gwinnett's House and Senate delegations, and they have the signatures needed to get local legislation for school board and county commission redistricting maps on the Georgia House of Representatives local calendar early next week. Republicans in the delegation are opposed to the proposed commission map, however, because they believe there should be at least one district that is solely in GOP-friendly North Gwinnett. And while Republicans are a minority among Gwinnett's legislators, their party controls both chambers of the General Assembly, which means they still have a card to play in negotiations over the map. A school board redistricting map that makes few changes to the existing boundaries for the 5 board districts is expected to go forward without issue in the Georgia House of Representatives, possibly appearing on the chamber's local calendar on Tuesday. It got unanimous support at a legislative delegation meeting on January 19th. Buford's wrestling team repeated as the Class 6A state duels champion Saturday with a convincing 48-23 win over Valdosta in the finals. The Wolves dominated all 3 of their matches Saturday, beginning with a 66-15 win over Lassiter in the quarterfinals. They followed it up with a 72-6 win over Creekview in the semifinals. Buford won the first 2 rounds of state duels the previous weekend, beating Kennesaw Mountain 81-0 in the first round and South Effingham 66-6 in the second round. Its performance was just as good Saturday in the final 3 rounds. The Wolves State Championship was the program's 8th since 2014 in the duels and traditional tournaments. Former State Representative Scott Hilton is making a bid to return to the Georgia House of Representatives in the race for a new seat in Gwinnett's legislative delegation. Representative Hilton announced on Thursday that he'll run for the new House District 48 seat, which includes parts of Peachtree Corners, Johns Creek, Alpharetta, and Roswell. He previously served in the House during the 2017-18 legislative sessions and also served as the executive director of the Georgians First Commission. He currently serves as the senior vice president of commercial banking for South State Bank. During his previous stint in the House, former Representative Hilton served on the House Education Committee, and he indicated his campaign platform will include education-related issues. He also indicated public safety in the North Metro Atlanta area will be part of his platform, including addressing supporting local policing to combat issues such as illegal street racing, car break-ins, and DUIs.
When life gets you down, you know what you gotta do?
I don't wanna know what you gotta do.
Just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming, swimming, swimming. What do? We swim, swim.
Brookwood Girls Swimming slipped past North Gwinnett to capture their eighth straight county title. Here's Matt Golden with that story.
On paper, it didn't look good for the Brookwood Girls Swimming and Diving team. The Broncos, who have dominated the Gwinnett County Championship meet for more than two decades, entered Saturday night swimming finals with a daunting foe in a talented North Gwinnett, which was hungry for its first county title in the girls' competition. Brookwood's girls won their eighth straight Gwinnett Championship and 19th in a 23-year span by a slim 5-point margin over runner-up North, which was boasted five individual and two relay county champions. The Broncos had 1,040.5 points to North's 1,035.5, both comfortably ahead of third place's Mills Creek's 803, Parkview with 657.5, and Duluth was fifth with 626.5. Brookwood's formula for this latest title was much different from the majority of its past county championships, which featured not only depth but high-level swimmers racking up individual wins. This time, depth was the difference, as the Broncos didn't win a relay or an individual event, and only one swimmer, freshman Haley Dobson in the 100-yard freestyle, had a runner-up finish individually. However, their sheer number of swimmers littering the finals was huge. For more on the Gwinnett swim meet, please go to GwinnettPrepSports.com. For the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast, I'm Matt Golden.
Don't make a mistake. List with the best real estate team Gwinnett has to offer. Hi, I'm Peggy Slappy, and for 40 years, I've been working and playing in the great county of Gwinnett. Gwinnett is home to fun. The Stripers, the Gladiators, the Swarm. We have major concerts and festivals at the arena, fairgrounds, and multiple city festivals. And truly, that's only part of the reason Gwinnett is great. It's great because of its people. I could go on and on. But in 2022, if you or a friend is thinking of buying or selling in Gwinnett, there's only one team to call, Peggy Slappy Properties. Voted best of Gwinnett for a reason. Call my team at 770-271-5555 or visit us online anytime at PSPOnline.com. That's PSPOnline.com. And remember, when you choose Peggy Slappy Properties, you choose a whole team, not just a realtor.
Find your inspiration at the North Atlanta Home Show, January 28th through the 30th at Gas South Convention Center. Check off all those projects on your to-do list. Plus, find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts to make your dream home a reality. From kitchens and baths to flooring and more, don't miss the North Atlanta Home Show. Save 50% on tickets with promo code PODCAST at NorthAtlantaHomeShow.com.
Gwinnett County School Board member Therese Johnson was chosen by her colleagues on Thursday night to lead the board this year, while fellow board member Steve Knudsen will serve as vice chairman. Board member Johnson is the first African-American woman to lead the county's Board of Education, and her selection, along with Knudsen picked to be vice chairman, means the board will have a bipartisan leadership team this year. She's one of three Democrats on the board, while Knudsen is one of the body's two Republican members. Board members Johnson and Knudsen take over from board members Everton Blair and Watkins, respectively. Johnson had nominated Watkins to remain vice chairwoman, but the nomination did not receive a second. Mr. Blair then nominated Knudsen for the post. Johnson joined the board in January 2021, while Knudsen joined the board in January 2019.
Where? Mask, wear a mask. Is this really much to ask? Tie some fabric round your face. Oh, it's the simplest of tasks at the gym.
Visitors and patients at Piedmont Eastside Medical Center in Snellville must now wear medical masks as opposed to cloth masks when at the hospital. The new rule applies across the Piedmont system to visitors, patients, and staff. Surgical masks such as KN95 or N95 masks are accepted. If a patient or visitor does not have an appropriate mask, hospital staff will provide one.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation. Dial 678-ESOG now.
Forecast calls for a warm winter, Dari.
Huh? 100%
probability of toasty warm.
No way.
Yes way. Guaranteed.
Let me see.
Says warm winter following R.S. Andrews Mega Furnace Checkups.
Should have seen it coming.
Caused by fast-moving R.S. Andrews techs.
Green screen trained to time limit.
Performing our $99 R.S. Andrews Mega Furnace Checkup.
It's more than a tune-up.
Way more. It's a complete system diagnostic.
Restoring systems to factory fresh specs.
Serious work.
That's why it takes a little longer.
We're making sure your system is safe.
And running at peak efficiency.
We perform a deep internal exam.
Check for carbon monoxide leak.
Inspect and clean burners.
Pull and inspect your blower.
Test your inducer assembly.
We even test all safety controls.
You can't be too safe.
You can't do it too soon.
Be guaranteed warm.
Get your R.S. Andrews Mega Furnace Checkup.
Just $99.
R.S. Andrews Mega Furnace Checkups causing 100% chance of smiles.
It's what we do.
He's Ben.
He's Dari.
We're RSAndrews.com.
Thanks for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.
Be creative, innovative, passionate. Be excellent, inspiring, driven. Be faithful, disciplined, prepared. At Union University, you will thrive in a Christ-centered community and be equipped for success in your life and career. Begin your journey today. At Union University, be transformed.